Okay. That song that we just sung, do you think Paul believed that? Well, he must have, because the chorus was almost a direct quote from him. But by the way, was that Brother Whittle's song? Aha, somebody was listening last week. That's awesome. Yeah, great. The Apostle Paul needed to have that kind of confidence. And I want to read our sermon text for tonight. And then after I read, I want us to sing one more song. And I want this to be your prayer, that the Lord would be your vision. The Lord himself would fill you with the same confidence that we just sang about. I know the one I have believed in, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep everything that I've committed to him until the final day. Here's where we pick up, though, beginning in verse 21 from this morning. When Paul and Barnabas had preached the gospel to that city, the city of Derbe, and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia, and when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they remained no little time with the disciples. You make this next hymn your prayer as we ask the Lord to fill us with a vision of himself.